is Ange Cold. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ange Cold. This is episode number 20. We're here. We made it 20 episodes deep. I'm here with so many good friends of mine. I got Brianna in the house. What's good?
Hello again, everybody.
I got Cisco.
Yeah.
And I got Nova.
Yeah.
Bree, tell so y'all like twins or something? Bree, tell them where they could find you on Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want to put out there.
So it's Bree underscore Lael on Instagram. That's B-R-Y underscore L-A-E-L.
Cisco, what's good? Where can we hear from you, baby?
What up? Same thing anywhere, everywhere. DJ S-I-S-K-O. Not with a C. It's with a K.
DJ Cisco.
S-I-S-K-O.
Bam. Boom. Nova.
I just got mine recently be the same. So Twitter, IG, DJ N-O-V-A, DJ Nova.
Speaking to the mic, Nova.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You like this.
I'm sorry. Trying to make eye contact.
He's DMing you.
Basically.
Sliding you.
Okay. So we're going to start off. Cisco and Nova, you guys are super, super known out here in Boston. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves your music. You got a large following. We're going to start with a little interview. And since I've been old enough to party, Cisco,
yeah.
I don't mean to, you know.
I'm the old man now.
But no, deadass, since I've been old enough to party, since I've been 21, I be following wherever you at. I know that that's going to be a good night.
Right.
So I kind of want to know, and I know a lot of people that are listening want to know, where did you start off? Like, how did your career start, and how did you get to where you at now?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't really have any friends. So I think the best way to find friends was I DJed a basement party for the popular girl in school.
And oh, shit.
Yeah. For popular, you know.
Shout out to the popular girl.
She actually came up to me. She's like, yo, you want to play music at my party? Because I used to record All That. Remember mm-hmm. the All That show?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I used to record the freestyles or the music.
Wow.
So she was like, yo, just come through. And then I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, this is something I could do. And then I just stole my parents' CD players and sound system. And
Look at you.
And how did you get to where you at now? Like, what was your journey like?
I've been in this for 10 years, so it's been something that has been, like, falling down, like, having kids and starting a family to, like, starting fresh to actually getting banned from the nightclub scene to, like...
No way.
Getting on radio to just... crazy 10 years. Like, I don't think an hour could cover it. But it's been crazy, and it's like I've been blessed because I was able to kind of, like, fight my way through it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thankfully I am where I am now, so I'm grateful for whatever happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nova, how about you? What's good? How did you start off? Where you at now? What's popping?
So, for me, it's a little interesting. Remember when Kazaa and LimeWire was all popping, right? You was able to get a bunch of music and you were just able to download music. My parents used to have me burn CDs. So every other track had to be Bachata de Merengue, because they didn't want to hear the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started downloading everything. And that's when websites like Flow Hot was on. You had little Boston groups like Death Valley, Narufoque. Like, you had a lot of these, like, little local reggaeton groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I would follow that music scene, but I was 14, 15 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school with a lot of West Indian folks, right? So so Jamaicans, Bajans, Trinidadians. So it was completely different music from what I was hearing at home.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got into, like, dancehall and soca and calypso. And I was like, okay, cool, what's this? You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't listening to this at home. So I started doing house parties. And at this time, MySpace got popping. So I had a music page on MySpace where people, you know what I'm saying, they would post your tracks,
lit.
Whatever, right? So I had my little DJ Nova thing on MySpace. And I was doing house parties. I had my little compact laptop.
Mm-hmm.
That weighed like 20 pounds. I put in my book bag. Those things were real heavy. Thank God for MacBooks now.
That's a weapon.
So my mom's or my pops. My pops was more loose with it. You know, he was my dad. He's like, all right, cool. I'll pick you up whenever you're done. Just call me. My mom would tell me, you got until 12:30. And luckily, every single party I would do would get shut down by 12:30. So I was never the DJ that had to leave
early. You didn't get your ass beat when you got home.
Nah, I was good. My mom would come pick me up. And then high school came around. I stopped. Girls, baseball, right? You start working, making money.
Mm-hmm.
You get distracted. And then we actually ended
up. So you started in middle school.
I started in eighth grade, okay, ninth grade okay. on virtual DJ, just playing around, right? And I was like, all right, cool. We had like this little like Boston crew, Boston movement, and like our house parties. That was it. We were just coming to our house parties, and we all played baseball. So like the community was just there. You know, they were following us. And you're 15 years old, right? You're rocking your Dickies, your Forces, you're clean, you got your fitteds and your pink shirts and your Jabos, right? Like that time was very different. And then I stopped high school, whatever, cool, right? Getting a little bit of trouble, whatnot. Then I went to Blackout.
Ow, UMass.
Ooh, I went to Blackout at UMass before I even went to that school. I was 19 years old. I remember this like it was yesterday. And my boy Keon had a Newmark NS7. And I used to just make mixes on virtual DJ, dance hall. I was heavy into dance hall. I was 18, 19. But, like, the DJ was trash. I was just like, damn, what's going on?
Oh, at Blackout?
Yeah, at Blackout. I was upset. You know, I was like, wow.
Brianna went to UMass, too.
So, like, yeah, you know, so, like, yeah, and they.
That's the one when I crossed.
It was probably that same year, man. Right. So, it was probably that same year. But yeah. The reason why was because, like, he, at that time, cool. But he started playing Laffy Taffy and, like, Two Step and all these records. I think it was, like, a downside. I think he was, like, Ludacris's toy DJ, something like that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, shout out to him. You know, you do your thing. But, like, in that crowd, I was pissed off. I'm like, damn, I just came here from Boston. I don't even go to school. So, long story short, I bought my boy Keon's equipment off of him. And then I just started working at the crib. Just start working, start making mixes, SoundCloud.
Yo, you know something? Fun fact, at UMass, when you started, we hired Nova to come to our apartment for a house party to DJ our shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He DJ'd two house parties.
Two for y'all in your house.
Yeah, at my apartment.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there was a few of them.
Yep, yep.
That's cute.
So, damn, we're going to keep moving. Let's keep it going. I just got distracted. So eight months passed by. I remember like it was yesterday. It was 2013. I'm making my mixes. Yo, Cisco, shut up, bro. Cisco. So,
keep going.
And then they linked me up with Nelson. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm just trying to open out a club now. Like, I'm tired of doing these baby showers and birthday parties. Like, but I'm 20 years old. I can't even go clubbing.
Right.
So
you started early.
So.
And then this guy put you on.
I mean, you could call it early. So I get in contact with Nelson. Nelson gets in contact with Cisco. So I show up, whatever, cool. I remember I had like a button-up shirt that day. I don't know why I was wearing that. Like, I had like a button-up shirt
that
day. I
don't know what you were looking at. like some kind of.
I showed up to talk to Cisco.
They told me be there at 10. I was there at 9:45. Didn't even know that the music don't come on until like 10:45, right? Like, I'm there stupid early. Like super eager, very different. Like, I'll prep my crates, my playlist. I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go here and then I'm gonna go there. So long story short, opened up for Cisco like three times after that. First two times I didn't get paid. I'll never forget that.
Okay.
You didn't pay me. But then the last time you paid me for parking, you gave me $40 and you're like, hey, that's for parking. And what he didn't know was I was parking in the meter, so I didn't even park in the garage.
Yeah, you owe me 40. Now I feel bad for you.
So
I felt bad for like 2 seconds. So it was, and then he said I took your $40 and ran with it.
So, but it was cool. Like for me, it was part of the grind, you know. And then when UMass rocked out, UMass came back, and then like here I am now, I guess.
Liddy. I see both of y'all doing your thing. So. My next question is, as a DJ, you guys, any venue that you go to, you got to, you know, maintain the culture and maintain the vibe. Could you tell me in a couple words, how did the culture start? Like, how was it when you first started? And how is it now, Cisco? Like, how do you compare the crowd, I guess?
Good question.
That's a great question, because now we got
tables.
We got tables on the dance floor.
Hookah. Hookah wasn't a thing.
Now
like
we got, you know what's
5 years ago.
Honestly, it's not even hookah. It's not even not the dancing. It's Snapchat.
Snapchat. Snapchat killed the fucking club.
It killed the vibe. Because now,
you know that's true.
You know, you remember the chubby guy that got caught on Snap dancing and then he became famous. Some girl like videotaped him dancing and then I guess he went on Ellen. Now people are afraid to dance because you know maybe you know what I'm saying You know, everything's on camera, everything's on video, everything's recorded.
People are afraid
to let loose like they used to when we was in under 121 parties, just getting it crazy, legs in the air.
Without liquor.
Without hookahs, facts, without tables. Facts. So that part of clubbing has really taken a hit. But, I mean.
Now, I'm asking a quick question. Now, do you feel, because you do different crowds, right? Because you're in both the hip-hop urban scene as well as Latin scene.
Yeah.
Do you see a difference between both, or is it same thing?
Oh, great question. Do you see a difference between Latin and K-pop?
He's basically saying, is there a difference in DJ and Lawrence in Boston?
Between Lawrence and Venue.
Yeah. You can say that. When I did Venue, for the first time after 10 years, first time I did it last month, I felt like I was like DJ Camillo. Like, oh, I felt like I was like
doing
an arena because people come to party.
Mm-hmm. Warning.
Yeah. People come to shake ass.
People
at that
come
club.
To legit party.
Facts,
you
facts,
know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And Lawrence is a little bit different because you got the hookahs, you got the, you know.
Las mujeres que salieron del salón.
Yeah.
Acaba de hacer with exactly. the hair. And they got so, the Snapchat going.
You know what
going.
I mean? It's kind of tough to get them ratchet.
And it's crazy because when the Snapchat come off, some of them can't even walk in heels.
Yeah.
So it's like, what
the fuck? Oh, my God. You should see the let out. Oh, I love the let out.
The letter of the best part.
Everything. This is crazy, Lawrence.
Okay, so
shout out to Lawrence.
So you would say it's hard. It's harder to not harder to DJ, but that vibe is more in Lawrence.
Yeah,
than
if it was up to me, and you know the political world of the DJ, I'd be in Boston all day.
Facts.
Okay, Boston.
Yeah.
Okay, Boston's where
just
it's at.
We party more.
I'd be shaking that when I go into Boston. Brianna knows.
Right.
Bree's kind of quiet over there. I think she's the one that twerks the
she's
most.
She's getting shy. Yeah.
She be shaking ass because we do a little interview, you know.
She got to go to Licks on a Friday.
Yeah.
So
I'm at home. I knit.
She knits for fun. So, Nova, I know that you call.
She knits for fun?
You said knitting.
No, you serious for that?
Nah, she doesn't actually knit.
So,
Nova, I know that you call Cisco, you know, an inspiration. Like, you look up to him. Are there any other DJs that you admire? Like, any other DJs that maybe got you into DJing? Who you look up to? What you looking at?
The thing about who I look up to and more or less who I'm idolizing, right, or who I kind of want to resemble, is that it's different because I feel as if locally some people are here. Mm-hmm. And then when you think about people like Camillo,
right?
I mean, Camillo, God bless that man, because that's an entrepreneur. That's goals, right? Yeah. Like, to take something what he did, his mixtapes were in record stores, he got the bigger picture and he went big.
Right.
Locally, Ronce is my guy. Like, Ronce was one of the people
DJ
that,
Ronce,
like he opened up the doors. He opened up the door. Where I be at on Saturdays now, he was, like, 3 years ago, he made that possible for me, which I'm forever grateful for. But on the biggest scale, Camillo, as commercial as it is, like I've chilled Alex Sensation a couple times, and that is like goals. To think that you could become that off of being a DJ.
Become a celebrity.
Off of being a DJ.
It's crazy. Look at DJ Cass with fucking Scooby-Doo Papa. He about to fucking...
That's another conversation right there.
Don't do that to us.
Because you know why though? Because that's the difference though. That's what I'm talking about. It's hard to look up to Instagram hype.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? As when I look
Cisco
at
sipping his tea.
When I look
no,
at
I respect the
those are my guys.
Yeah,
you know
it's just
saying?
A different route. It's a different route that they're
taking. Yeah. So like for me it's very hard that I'm only 25, you know what I'm saying? I've been spending for 5 years. So for me I've seen the social media aspect of it, and like that's basically how I came up, right?
Okay.
Seeing social media and seeing how the followers and the likes mattered. But I think on the big level,
like on an international level.
Yeah, Camillo's that guy.
I see you.
DJ Vice is another beast. I think Alex Sensation's also really good. People talk a lot about Funk Flex, but Funk Flex used to get busy back in the 90s, and to see how relevant he is in the industry. If he breaks your record, then it usually hits.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand the difference between the radio DJ, club DJ, and the mixtape DJ.
Okay.
So there you go. And
energy is way different.
Completely.
From one DJ to another.
Yeah, but if you want to be like a great DJ, you take a little bit of everybody and just kind of make your own.
Okay.
That's what you're good at, though. You
know? So is that my next question? That leads into the next question. Is that a tip that you would give to the newbies? Like somebody who's just starting out that maybe looks up to both of you and it's like, damn, I want to be out here DJing at venue like Cisco. What kind of advice would you give them?
Honestly, just study your music because it changes up a lot. So if you learn your music, you learn to read a crowd, you know, you can work on the skills after because it's so easy to become a DJ now.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can buy a laptop.
There's apps on
you know
your
what I'm
phone
like,
for that
it's,
shit.
It's easier to become a DJ, so a lot of new DJs don't focus on the skills first, and they focus on our hype. You know, like, they might see us, Nova and Elixir and Candy Bar and Bijou, and they're like, whoa, I want to do that, you know. But the lifestyle is different from actually learning how to be a DJ.
Right.
So I tell them to learn the music part and then worry about the lifestyle. And the skills come with it. You know, if you're naturally good at music, you're good at DJing.
Right.
So,
Interesting.
Just focus. Don't focus on the Instagram hype. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope anybody who's trying to be a DJ out there follows DJ Cisco and DJ Nova, Twitter, Instagram, listens to what they're saying, takes their advice, listen to the shit, rewind it. Cisco, tell them one more time how they can find you on Twitter and Instagram.
Just DJ Cisko. Don't put a C.
Not a C. Cisko.
I own the DJ.
One more time,
DJ Cisko. I own it.
You own that shit?
I get followers all the time.
And he got his own app. And he got his own app.
And you got your own app.
Yeah, we got
Team Body Rock out here.
Body Rock, what you guys have? I'm sorry, Bree. I didn't bring your hat.
He didn't think about you.
What's the app called? What's the app called?
DJ Cisko app.
DJ Cisco app. Nova, how can they find you on Twitter and Instagram? Tell them one more time.
DJ Nova, DJ N-O-V-A. Pretty simple.
Lit. Okay. So thank you guys so much for your words of wisdom. So now we're about to jump into our questions, our anonymously submitted questions.
This one there, LA.
So one of them is actually, one of them is something that I wanted to talk about. And it was, what are your thoughts on Safari's nude video? Woo. LMAO. Bree, I'm going to need to hear from you.
Yeah, Bree, you go first.
See over here. You need a fan? You need some water, baby?
I have no interest in that whatsoever.
Did you guys see it? Did you not see it? Cisco saw it.
I saw it.
Thank you.
You saw it? There's nothing wrong with it.
Thank you. Thank you. He saw it.
I saw it. Shout out to you, man.
No, but you didn't press play.
You didn't open it.
You didn't press play.
For what?
I didn't even know what it was when I pressed play.
You pressed play.
Point is, he got a fucking woo, baby girl. Brianna hit it.
It's so funny because I was seeing all these memes. I was seeing all these memes like, what's her face? She's the really funny one on Twitter
with the thing on her hat.
Is it Katie?
I don't know.
Some funny girl on
right
on Twitter.
So she posts herself. She's in a wheelchair. She's all wrapped up. She's like coming back from Safari's house, and I'm just like, okay, so I've missed something. I've missed something important in my day. So I go on GroupMe. I'm like, so what is this about? And somebody posts just the picture. I didn't see any type of video. She just posted a picture, and I was just like,
you didn't see the video?
No.
He was swinging that shit.
No, I cannot watch that video. That's the type of dick that makes you act stupid.
Bailando merengue.
Bailando merengue. He was dancing on merengue.
So
with
you did
his
see
dick.
It, Nova.
You did see it. Lying ass.
You see what she was doing right now? Yo, if y'all saw what Andrew's doing right now.
I hope
I
wish y'all
could
see
the context.
Yo, that his dick.
Nah.
But honestly, I thought he was real corny. And after seeing his dick video, his dick nude, I don't think he's corny no more. Honestly, his dick game just erased a little bit of his corniness.
You know when you
corny?
Got extra points?
It erased some corniness. Crazy. Hello. When you're ugly. Listen. It's like when you're ugly and someone wears a really popping ass cologne. And
you're
then you give
ugly.
Him a hug. You're like, ooh, you got some. Right. Ooh, you got some.
But you're still ugly.
Ooh, you got some brownie points. Or personality. That adds that pizzazz. That kind of takes away the ugliness a little bit.
Right.
Come on.
Nah.
You know I got personality, but I'm not out here looking like fucking.
So after people listen, you got to do an Instagram poll.
I'll bet money right now.
Leaked. He's not like, he's a little corny.
Kim
Kardashian
is still. He's less corny than what he was before his dick pic came out.
He's less corny than he was 24 hours ago to me.
Thank you, baby.
Like, honestly, he might be cool right now.
I might just like you a little bit, Safari.
Right.
Wow. I might just listen to your new song.
I think he might be the homie. No, like.
If Kim Kardashian, and I'm sorry, I apologize in advance if I offend anyone. If she's a hoe, right? If we call Kim Kardashian a hoe, because she is nice. Naked.
Oh, we're about to go left.
And because she is nice naked, is she less of a...
Where are you going with this? This doesn't make any sense.
This does not connect to what we were saying. You can't take away from someone just because they have a possession. That doesn't make you less
Nova,
of something.
Nova, when somebody has a nice person... Okay, you know what? I'm going to flip it. A sexy, a fine-ass girl. This girl is beautiful, but her personality's ugly as fuck. And she's a bitch. And she's out here talking shit about everybody. She's out here, you know, disrespecting everyone left and right.
We don't see that on Instagram. We don't see that side.
Because it's a front.
But
that's a front.
They're not getting it. They're not getting.
It's like, you know when somebody it's says, like when I'm someone ugly, is less cute, attractive, or like I'm ugly but I'm funny.
You don't think someone
like
is less attractive when you get to know them a little bit more, and then you're like, it doesn't physically take away from their, you know, physical appearance, but to you, you get turned off a little bit when you see when
from
you
afar, but.
When you get to know somebody's whack ass personality, they could be sexy. They could have a whack ass personality. That takes away from you, for me.
I think we can compare this to waitresses in the club. That it's easy for one to say, all right, cool, she's a little cocky and stuck up or whatever the case may be, but she could be gorgeous.
Yeah, that's very
just
true.
Just because you're cocky and stuck up doesn't mean you're less gorgeous than we were before.
But the way that you, your perspective on that person, it's your point of view, it's a perspective that changes.
We're having this
thank you.
About
so y'all think, y'all
like,
think,
really
so,
really
how do we go from that?
We're not talking
listen,
about that.
Safari's dick, change, I'll reword my shit. Safari's dick changed my perspective on him.
So he's less
and
corny
my,
now.
For me, personally, corniness is subjective. It's not objective. Oof. And I don't think that he, my point of view oh, is man. That he's a little less corny, baby.
She went to college.
That's it. You okay. My Sam Hurst in this bitch.
It seems kind of like, you know, when people have these, like, things that would be, like, deal breakers for you, but suddenly because his dick is the way that it is, you're just like, maybe it's not that bad.
Girl, I was fucking with this dude who
maybe
was trash, but his dick game was A1, and I took the trash, and I took the dick game, and the dick game was worth it, baby. That's it.
I don't know.
That's it. It happens. So sorry. Next question. We're moving on, Nova. We're moving on.
Huele a bacalao, but she looks good. What am I going to do?
He said it smells like...
Let's move on.
Yeah.
No. Okay, great. This question is for the DJs. What are your biggest pet peeves as DJs? Does it actually bother you when people request songs? LOL.
Absolutely.
Does it bother you, Nova? I mean, Cisco?
I'm more of a people person, so I just play
you
it
are.
Off. I play it off. I just feel bad because, you know, you come to party and you kind of request a song. But the only thing it bothers me is if you're drunk, like super drunk.
I can't deal with you asking for Scooby-Doo Papa when no one's in the club.
Yeah. There's different,
like
different ways
to
ask.
Right.
You got to be reasonable. And I feel like a lot of people, they get so caught up in, I understand you want to hear your song, but there's a progression, at least the way I approach it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
like
we're gonna start here. There's a time and place.
There's a time and place. Mm. So, like I think. But the one thing I do notice is when you're doing a good job, you don't get requested.
True.
Because like
people
like
too busy shaking their ass. Right. So would you just prefer for people not to go up to you and request songs and you do your own thing? Or is there a specific way that you think people should ask how to request a song? Cisco, what do you think?
Well, thankfully, I got security now.
Oh, stay away from me.
Tato?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't. It's tougher for you to request a song from me now. But if you really want to hear it and it's your birthday, I'll play it.
Aww.
Okay.
If it's your birthday,
if it's your birthday,
I'll play it.
We're about to lie and be in the club
I know.
Every 2 weeks and be like, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Now I know, Cisco.
No. And the myth that you have to be pretty for me to play is not true.
Yeah, that's
a lie. Okay.
That's not true.
Okay.
So, I hate when people say that.
You out here looking at personality. Okay. All right. Okay.
Nova's like, yeah,
next
that's
question.
A lie.
Uh-huh.
Next question. Let's see. Why is Cisco not shouting out Asians on the mic? We love us,
you know,
some
what?
Cisco.
I co-sign that. I've never heard you scream Asians.
I never do, but I'm going to need you guys' input on this and whoever's listening, their input.
Okay.
This is where this comes from, right? I think I know why. Because I was in Bijou.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And normally that's an urban
club. Bijou is a club in Boston.
Yes, club in Boston. And I shouted out, I believe this is probably where it comes from, because I'm pretty sure it comes from this, because I was chased outside Cha Cha's. By a certain individual.
Oh my god!
So I go. Cha-cha, you know how we do shout outs,
the
Puerto Rican,
the old one. That was
Dominican, Dominican.
Yeah.
Dominican. It was early on
like
in my career, and I felt like, you know, let me shout out black people.
Right.
But I didn't know how to exactly go about it, because you know how it is. You're a DJ.
Right.
You don't want to offend a certain race. So I say, yo, shout out to all my black people. And I said shout outs to all my white girls.
Okay.
And then I felt kind of bad, because I was like, damn. There's so many different races in between. You know, it's kind of weird.
What did you do?
So then after the club, some girl comes up to me. She's like, yo, you're racist. I'm like, why?
What the fuck?
Yeah. She's like, oh, because I'm not black. I'm Cape Verdean. My friend's Haitian.
Jesus
Christ.
Help.
That's a whole nother can of worms.
You know what I'm saying?
But
that
keep
was
going.
Chow Chow's or that
keep
was outside
going.
Beach?
And it was outside Chow Chow's. Like, I was
okay.
I just finished eating them. She's like, yeah, you're
keep
racist. And then I was like, well, what should I have said? She's like, yo, you didn't shout out Asians either. And then ever since then, I stopped shouting out certain. Like, I don't know how
stop
to
generalizing.
Like, but
I love culture.
I love black people. I love
you know, I want to shout him out. I want to shout. But how do you do it? Do you say shout out to my Haitians, shout out to my Jamaicans, shout out to my Trinidadians?
I do that.
CV is so much.
Like, you're going to lose. You're going to lose a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I just.
But I don't understand why people would be offended to say, like, shout out to my black people. I don't know.
Well, you know what it is that people take pride. People take pride.
Boom.
This was about to knock over the fucking TV.
You okay?
Somebody get her an ice pack.
This is more important.
You need an ice pack? Yo, Michelle. Yes. Michelle's out here taking pictures. She about to fucking.
Bloopers on inch.
Are you going to have a chochong? Un chichong.
That's gonna hurt tomorrow.
Un chichong on her head. Sorry, Cisco. Go ahead.
So, yeah, nah, everybody.
You got chased out.
Yeah, she called me. I mean, it's tough because. So many races in the club.
Can't please
everyone. This was years ago?
Say about like 3 years ago. Wow. But I love
them.
So
you grew from that and you don't say black people anymore? What do you you say, like Jamaican, Trinidadian?
I try to keep away from it all. So if anybody listened to tell me if it's okay to say black people, I'll say black people.
You know what you do?
You know what people should do? What? You guys should at Cisco and tell him what you think. At DJ Cisco on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
tell him
if you think that he should. What do you identify as? Like, race wise or ethnicity?
I'm Mexican.
Okay, so he's Mexican.
I know the race card. I know how.
There you go. So whatever y'all think he should do, hit him up on Twitter at DJ Cisco.
But I love Asians, though. I love Asian people.
And hashtag Ange Code. Okay.
Yeah. You know, pretty cool.
You know what you do that I saw you do recently is you're starting to shout out what town you're from. And that's dope because that's a sense of community.
Yeah, maybe I can take away from the race.
You know saying? That takes
there
away
you
from
go,
the race.
Community. Lynn.
I've heard you say like Brockton, Lynn, Long. You know what I'm saying? So that, see what I'm saying? Look how people get right here.
Yeah. People like got excited. Okay. We could do that. So shout them out, you know, on Twitter. Make sure y'all use the hashtag AngeCode. I'm going to pause right now. If you hear anything that you're like disagreeing with OD, if you're like, oh, yes, girl, preach, whatever you want to say, make sure you use the hashtag AngeCode on Twitter. Or if you want to record this and put it on your Instagram, whatever, Snapchat, use the hashtag AngeCode and we'll see it. So back to the questions.
Cisco's waiting for one specific question.
This one is Nova and Ange. Have y'all ever had a thing? Be honest.
In our past lives, we have exchanged text messages, dick pics, nude pics.
Whoa.
No, we haven't.
Groundbreaking.
Lying ass. I've never sent you no nudes.
You're right. You never sent me no nudes.
I've never sent you no nudes.
You're right.
Nova.
You're right. You got that. High five. You
Thank
got that.
You.
I apologize.
Hello.
I take that out of the way.
But there was a thing.
Ange has never sent me nudes. That's actually very true.
Okay.
That's
years,
100%
positive. I'll be honest with y'all. I answer everything that people submit. I try to answer everything that people submit.
You going to talk about this?
I'm going to not go into detail, but I need to clarify. This was a very long time ago.
I need
years.
More of whatever's in the scope.
This was years ago. And that's it. We had a little thing. But now we're friends.
It wasn't a little thing. It was entertainment.
How long?
You said, was it messy?
I said, whoever asked this question is messy.
Yeah.
I know
whoever
exactly
asked,
who it was, too.
Who?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, okay. But let me know.
They DM me today on Snap.
Shut up.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Like, basically. I'll tell you later.
Tell me later. Cisco, what was you going to say?
Nah, I'm just, nah, that's cool.
It's really not that deep.
It was
just text messages.
We had a little thing, but it wasn't anything official. It wasn't anything.
Did you guys go out to eat?
Amateur entertainment? Nah, probably ordered food. Nah.
Ordered food a bunch of times.
Maybe.
Wow, you didn't take her out to eat, dude?
Nah, but you want to know what she...
You know what you did one time
that
warmed my heart?
You know what she used
nah,
to do?
Nah, let me...
She used to make me some scrambled eggs in the morning.
I was pretty lit.
And she ironed my clothes.
In the morning?
Whoa.
Why do you have to...
Why in the morning?
What you mean? Because if you're too drunk to drive, what are you supposed to do? She used to throw parties at her crib.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, you kicked him at your house, not his house.
At my crib.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I had to go to work the next day, and I worked at the bank.
You know what you used to do that I'll never forget?
What was that?
He used to call me on his lunch break sometimes.
Oh.
I used to do that?
Yeah. You called me like twice on your lunch break. I was like, damn.
I used to do that?
He kind of liked me a little bit. But we're not like that. Yeah, we weren't like that. Okay, next question. Okay, it says...
Cisco looking at me like, yo, bro, what's going on?
To the men, would you wife a plus-size woman?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Get it. No lipo. Keep it away from me. I'm sorry.
Why was that at the men? Yes, I would. Wife a plus size woman. Thanks.
Yes.
Would you wife a plus size man?
Yeah.
There
like
we go.
That, I like that question.
I could like.
You know that's a saying? Great question. A great goes, spin.
I'm too chubby myself to be like nah. Sorry.
You know, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Okay, I need to say something.
Gordito season.
Yes.
So on what's that shit called on Tinder and all these, you know, Bumble or whatever, mm-hmm. where we swipe in.
Bumbler?
Bumble.
That's
Bumble.
A new one?
Bumble is the one where girls hit up the guy and the guy can't send a message until the girl sends it.
Wow.
So you're gonna go on Bumble after this one? Anyway. Oof. So
but I'm just mad I can't come up with some shit like that to get rich.
So listen to the story. So when I'm on Tinder or on Bumble, I be swiping whatever, swipe to the swipe. Mm-hmm. And if a man is too sexy, like if he got a six pack, I'm not swiping right.
It's catfish.
Yeah. I'm not swiping. No. You could not be a catfish. Let's say in your bio, you're like, ooh, fitness. Ooh, like I'm a fucking fitness instructor and I'm this, that, and the third and I'm sexy or whatever. And you looking real, real good and you got a six pack and you looking right. You got the muscles on deck. I'm not going to swipe right because you're too sexy. Like, you're going to cheat on me. I need to hit the gym. Like, I can't handle that. So, I'm not with that. But I am more likely to swipe right on, you know my type, Brianna.
I absolutely do.
Can I interrupt you real quick? Can I interrupt you
real
quick?
A little fluff. A little fluff.
So much fluff.
A little fluffy fluff.
I'm going to interrupt that. I actually think the opposite. I think it's easier for you to cheat on him.
I'm the sexy one, I guess.
Yeah, you got to carry yourself like that. It can't be...
Yeah, but my grandmother always told me, get somebody who loves you.
Por ti, que loves you for you.
I forget.
So a handsome man.
Yes, thank you. Loves you more than you love them.
A handsome man can't love the same as an ugly man?
A handsome man is prone to cheating more.
How?
Because you're going to get more baddies because of your six pack.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's just what I think.
Let's take away social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can a handsome man love the same as an ugly man?
No, of course. They definitely can. But can I love a handsome man as much as somebody who's not, like, as handsome? I don't know, because I'm going to think that you're cheating on me because you're sexy as fuck.
So you're going to be insecure.
Sorry.
You're going to be insecure because you're insecure.
Of course. Everybody has insecurity.
Right.
I don't hide it.
But I think as a woman, I think women have the ability to cheat on men a lot quicker because women have that. Women have that charisma. They got that charm. They could do
men
that.
Men do too.
Sure.
So let's say you dated a bottle girl and she had snap. Would you trust her?
I don't trust women, period.
What's going on here?
Where's
the trust?
It's social media, man. Social media.
Yeah, social media.
Social media is scary, man.
Social media hurt the club. Social media hurt
when you're in my
relationship.
Yeah, my
but
DMs,
if your relationship is strong, then... I could say the same thing. You in my DMs, you got a girl? Oh. You bugging.
I feel like it's consistent, too. It's just like,
it
but
sure
I just
is,
saw
baby.
You post a picture with your girl. Like,
facts.
And Valentine's Day, that's where they all came out. I saw some true colors
right.
2 weeks ago.
It was like a probate. I'm like, oh,
shout out DJ
Ronson.
DJ Ronson told me one thing.
Good
he was like,
know.
The easiest days for DJs to get caught up is going to be Valentine's Day on your birthday celebration at whatever club you're at, because all of them are going to show up.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And then on Thanksgiving Day, because you're not going to DJ that day, but you're going to go to your main show, these crib to go eat.
I'm dead.
Ronsta was the one that told me that.
I'm dead. Ronsta, shout out to you. Next question. It says, from a fellow chubby guy, thank you, Cisco, for holding us down out here. How did you get the confidence you have? He called you chubby, but he said you're confident.
Wait. He's calling
me chubby
fat.
And cute.
Yeah. Is that anonymous?
Yeah, it's anonymous. You want me to read it again?
Reveal yourself.
Yeah.
From a fellow chubby guy, thank you, Cisco, for holding us down out here. How did you get the confidence you have? Forget that chubby, but
I'm still like self-conscious a lot. Like you don't ever see me post selfies a lot. Like I don't know.
You be out here flexing with your suit though. I seen that.
Oof, at the gala.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you know, it could be from the gordito season thing. Remember?
I think just because you're chubby doesn't mean you're a herb. Doesn't mean you're corny.
Yeah, but it's I mean
like, it doesn't mean you're corny.
Listen, I got some fluff and I know I got it.
And you're not corny, you know what I'm saying? Like if anything, we got more swag than the El Flaquito.
Yeah, that's true.
look at Fat Boy on Instagram.
That's true.
He's doing it for us.
So Cisco, do you have any advice for him? I guess he looks up to you on the fluff.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I
like him. Show yourself.
Yeah.
Reveal
yourself. Hit me up. Like I'm flattered, but at the same time, like don't think that what you see on Instagram
is real life.
It's like what I really feel, because sometimes, like when I'm home, like I sometimes do feel like I'm, you know, like I'm out of shape.
Right.
You know.
And you got kids, so you gotta be playing up and down with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes I feel like, damn, I really want to wear that tux a little tighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wear the muscle fit.
You're being so vulnerable right now, and it's really warming my heart, man.
Nah, because I want him to understand that, you know, just because of who I am doesn't mean I don't have insecurities either.
Right. Yeah. Right. And Instagram isn't real life, everybody.
Nah.
It's not real life. I don't be putting my problems on there.
There's some angles you can take pictures with, make you a little skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Angles
are
so
cool. Cisco's a master at the angles.
Baby.
You know what I mean?
I'm a master with you. I be working the angles. Shit.
I don't know why people think that chubby people can't be confident.
That's what I'm saying. Like yeah, just because you're chubby doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying?
This is a lot of confidence.
I've been like plus or minus 70 pounds in the past, like.
That's my whole life right there.
Six, seven years or whatever. Facts. I love myself when I'm real skinny. I love myself when I'm real chubby.
Just love yourself.
Facts. I just don't know why people like expect that you aren't going to have the same type of confidence that somebody who's like 140 does.
Well, real quick, it's social media, right? When you got Safari, you know what I'm saying?
With his six pack and girls, his dick swinging.
Right? Like, I mean, like that's water. That causes that.
So you did see the video.
He did. I
didn't
see it.
He saw the video, Cisco.
Jesus Christ.
He saw the video. He saw the video.
Just let it improve your life.
They put it up on the group chat that we're in. And then when they said ladies, brace yourself, I was like, oh, nah.
I saw it.
I'm out.
Next question. It says, who said a past hoe can't be a future housewife?
Jesus.
That's number one. Number two, what is there really to do other than clubbing, even on vacation, you're clubbing? Okay,
that's not true.
Let's just go to number one, because we're just going to start with number one. Who said a past hoe can't be a future housewife? Well, I didn't say it. Everybody got their phases. And
you're married, and you've been around the club scene. So for you to be married and be in the club scene says a lot. So you're probably best to answer this.
Why me?
You're married.
Well, I've seen a lot of girls in the past do whole things. Mm-hmm. And now they're in great relationships.
Right.
So I guess it could happen.
Okay. Brianna, I want to hear, get close to the mic, Bree, because you about to spit some bars, and I'm about to just back up a little bit, because I know you're about to go ham.
Do you preach? You about to shoot,
and I'm about
go
to.
Ahead.
I just, all right, so one, the whole hoe into a housewife thing is just, it's real confusing, because nobody asks the same thing about a man. Like,
bars.
Been around, like, they never ask, like, you can't turn that type of dude into a husband. Like, you can't husband him. They never say shit like that.
Actually.
I'm over it.
I disagree with you.
Anybody who says hoe and really means it, anybody say like that girl's a hoe, I automatically just write you off, because I just don't think that you can think critically. I don't really think that you understand kind of the way things work. I feel like you're quick to label things, and I feel your judgment's off. Like, anytime I hear somebody, oh, she's a hoe, blah, 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 hoe this.
Like, what does that even mean?
And people are so quick to label anybody a hoe. She uses the dog filter. She's a hoe. Her nickname is Nia. She's a hoe. They, like, love doing shit like this on social media.
But
like,
you know what I love about women, especially women of color, that we take that shit and we spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Just people of color in general.
I love the,
we
like,
take it and we own it.
Reclaiming.
Yeah, reclaiming the word hoe. Just like people reclaim the word nigga.
Right.
That's it.
I'm all over it. But anyway, the kind of whole hoe into a housewife shit. Like, stop shaming people for living their lives at this point. And like,
stop this whole shaming.
I echo that. I second that.
Oh my gosh. And people are so afraid of women who are like open about their sexuality. People are so afraid of women who claim their sexuality. And it's tired.
Right,
it's 2018. If she wants to get dick, if she wants to get pussy, let her do what she needs to do. And I'm sure she'll be a great wife in the future.
Right.
Like, if you have a problem with that, then maybe you need to like unpack your insecurities. Maybe that's something about you. Maybe you need to stop projecting your issues on her.
Right.
And I don't know. I just think a little more critical thinking in 2018 and a little less nonsense shaming.
Thank you.
I'm over it.
Brie, question for
drop
you.
The mic, baby.
Are you an 80s baby or are you a 90s baby?
I'm a 90s baby. I creeped in right at the end of 90.
90 or 94?
You mean at the end of 80?
90. November 17th, 1990.
The end of 90.
I wanted that full. Like,
so you're a Sagittarius.
Okay. I'm a Scorpio.
Ow. So I saw y'all making some faces when she was talking.
I disagree with the whole thing that guys don't hear that. I think I'd be the first one to tell you that. Girls be like, you can't change him. Guys ain't shit. He's thirsty. Just, I mean,
I'm not gonna lie. I have told myself, like, I'm never gonna be in a relationship with him. He's out here thoughting and bopping. He's not gonna change.
And what makes a man a hoe? Because it's different for a girl.
You want to know something? For me, a man that's a hoe for me is somebody who isn't faithful. Someone who is, yeah. But if he's single and having sex with a different girl every day, and maybe like
sex out the equation.
There's not a problem with having sex with different people every day, but for me, it's a problem when you're not honest. The honesty part is the fact that I'm like, oh, I don't fuck with the whole part.
Go ahead, Nova. Go ahead.
The honesty part.
Real quick.
You really gonna tell a girl that you like guys? I feel like oftentimes they make a girl believe that they're the only one they fucking.
Angela, let me ask you something. That's wrong. Angela, let me ask you something. Go ahead, Nova. You said if you're unfaithful. What was it? If you're unfaithful
and you're not, the honesty is the key part in the whole factor for me in a man. That's it.
Men lie, women lie.
They do. I don't say that. I'm so not like, sitting here saying that women don't lie. You asked me what makes a man a hoe for me. And I'm saying that I've said I wouldn't date certain guys because they are hoes. And for me, the definition of a man hoe is somebody who isn't faithful, isn't honest, is someone who's thotting and bopping and not being honest to the woman in the
Sometimes
situation.
Sometimes rumors can make you a hoe.
But hold up real quick. You said a man hoe. Is there such
thing
as a
hoe is gender neutral.
Okay. She didn't make that explicit. Mm. Right? Because she was categorizing hoe as male.
It's because there's a difference. You know that you know that there's a double standard with the word hoe. If you're calling a woman a hoe, it's different than a woman calling a man a hoe. Like, people have different understandings and different.
I disagree. I think kind of towards what Bree was saying, people are quicker to label women as hoes because people are so quick to just label and be judgmental. But I don't think that people
have different like definitions or understandings of the word hoe.
That if these actions is what makes you a hoe, I believe that's the same across the board. However, in how quick that takes place is very different between genders. I think women are held to the standard that men are never held to, right? And like that I'm very okay saying. However, when we're talking about hoes in general, I completely disagree. I think that men and women, regardless of what the actions are, mm-hmm. we can say that's gender neutral. However, women are going to be labeled as
quicker
such, right?
Than
labeled
a man.
As such quicker than the man. So, and how quick that takes place is different than whether or not you are that.
I'm over this. Next question.
Nah.
Okay.
We need more than just 1 hour here.
Yeah, we do. So it says, what do you think about the music industry and darker Latina women? I'm specifically thinking to the interview Amara La Negra had on The Breakfast Club. Mm. The interview that Amara La Negra had on The Breakfast Club was trash.
Charlamagne
the God,
like an idiot.
He sounded stupid. He wasn't ready. And you know, I was having this conversation with somebody in New York last Saturday, and we were going back and forth because I was telling him, I'm like, Charlamagne the God knows this type of shit. He I feel like he was playing stupid on purpose just for some extra views.
Facts.
Or just for some extra shit, for some extra talk, or just to push her buttons on the air. Because he's not that dumb. Charlamagne isn't stupid. No. He's just like an instigator, and he acts stupid sometimes. I'll be real honest. Charlamagne let me down because I'm a fan of him. But he knows what Afro-Latinidad is. Like, he understands that. He knows what colorism is. Like, he's not, he's talked about it before. So then to come on to The Breakfast Club and just say some bullshit to Amara La Negra in her face, that shit, to
but
me,
she
was
kept
disrespectful.
Cool. I give it up to her.
No, the
she
issue
did
is
keep
that
cool.
He has
she super
with,
cool.
He has problems with intersectionality. It's like, he can deal with, like, I'm black, I'm a black, straight, cis man, and these are my experiences of racism. But once you get beyond that at all, he gets all types of confused.
Fluidity is not a thing for him.
It's incredible. It's like when you like, what was it, the shea butter line, and a bunch of black women had stuff to say about like that, basically like the company, they felt like they sold out and they like moved away from the from black and women of color, and they moved away from that. And he had everything he had to say. I was just like, oh my god, like, maybe just stop talking. Maybe it's just like, stay in your bubble, because your bubble is male centered, your bubble is black centered, and it doesn't include like, it does, he doesn't understand, like you said, that he understands Afro-Latini. No, I don't think he does. I think it's just he has a problem with, once you get past the intersections, he doesn't know how to do it. And I've learned to, like, once it gets any more complex than a black male experience, a black straight male experience, I don't listen to him at all, because all he does is make me upset. I'm just like, and he makes me worried because he has such a wide following. He, like, people listen to him so much that
people think,
like,
that it's okay what he's saying,
and he's wrong so often. He gets it wrong so often, like, it just makes me, like, want to scream, like, that people, like, hang on his words, because I'm like, no, don't listen to him. Go on Twitter and find a black feminist who can tell you what he got wrong in that conversation. And he consistently gets shit wrong if it's just not about black straight men. So I'm just like, I didn't watch that interview because I knew he was going to butcher it. And then I just saw people in, like, in the Latina communities, and they were just like, no. Like,
I was tight. Yo, when I tell you, I usually interviews like that and you know, podcasts and shit like that, they don't really be getting to me OD. Like, I don't get in my feelings because I feel like I'm in control of my feelings. Like, I've been working on that shit, whatever. But when he, for some reason, that conversation, and, like, for me to, like, actually kind of admire you in a way and like the, you know, the grind, because he grinded to where he's at, like, I'm not gonna take that away from him. He might be an asshole, but he grinded really hard, and I admire that about him, his work ethic. But for me to, like, admire something about you, and for you to just blatantly just disrespect, not just because it's a Mara La Negra, but just in general, like, a whole community, that shit blew mine. And you're right, Cisco, Amara did handle it
very
well.
I don't think
with class
genuine. I don't think that was very genuine on his behalf.
It wasn't. He was being fake.
I think, however, because of his audience, I also do think it's okay. We got to understand that he's a Power 105. They went up against Hot 97, right? I mean, two different media outlets in New York City. You have a loving hip-hop star. So to his credit, we know he's an educated man, and he knows what he's talking about.
To an extent, yeah.
Right. However, I don't think we could hold that stuff with too much weight, considering the outlet in which he's sharing those thoughts or asking those questions. For artists, at least from an artist perspective, they have to worry about their public relations, right? They got to worry about how they're looking.
But he wasn't looking real good when he was talking all that fucking ignorant shit.
But in his world, in that world, bad publicity is good publicity, because any publicity is good.
I think that's what he was thinking about.
That's for me personally, I don't think that I hold that stuff.
I think he wanted her to flip out. He wanted her to, like, go off.
He was trying to. That's what I said. He's an instigator. He was pushing her buttons.
What I'm mad about is that as a black man, you're trying to further enforce the stereotype of an angry black woman.
Crazy.
Like that. Like, to me, like that. That's why that got me uncomfortable, because I'm looking at that like, wow, bro, you're really doing this, and you're supposed to defend your people. And instead, you're doing the complete opposite. You're trying to expose your people as to whatever stereotypes they're being perceived as outside of your world, right? So, like, that was a little trippy for me.
Yeah, that interview was
But we forgot a part of the question, though. There was another good question about the industry or something like that.
What was the other part of the question?
We got
wrapped up in, like,
that. Yeah. Oh, what is really to do other than clubbing? Even on vacation, you're clubbing. What?
Is that towards us or, like,
no, just in general, like, what is there really to, because it said, who said a past hoe can't be a future housewife? And then number two, what is there it's in one submission, what is there really to do other than clubbing? Even on vacation, you're clubbing,
you're going to the wrong places.
I don't understand. Like, oh, do you think that clubbing makes you a hoe? Like, I don't, if that's what you're insinuating, then I think that that's wrong. Do you guys think that clubbing makes you a hoe?
Yo,
you guys are the DJs.
Out every week and
you
come
think
out,
if somebody
out
goes
of my
out
parties.
Monday, like, let's say they go out to Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Does that make? I don't think that makes a hoe.
I don't think so either. I think whoever submitted this probably thinks that.
What you
think? And on vacation, there's a lot of shit to do that you don't need to be going out clubbing.
You don't need to be in
the club. You're probably making poor decisions with your money.
Yeah, definitely poor decisions with your money.
But shout out to you. I mean, that means if I got a DJ on a Wednesday.
Girls really don't pay for much in the club these days.
Yo, and shout out to those that do.
Honestly, I be paying for my shit.
I know you
I
do. I know you do,
Ange. Because I don't like dudes who pay for things and then
expect
something
some
else
shit.
You're the 1%.
Thank
you.
Still happens.
You're the 1%.
I'm over it.
So what do you think about people who are way too picky choosing a significant other? For example, he's perfect, but his hairline is holding on for dear life.
People are all
What's a reasonable deal breaker when talking to someone? What? I don't, you know what? I'd actually.
Is this like one person asking many questions?
I don't
they're all
know.
Two-part.
They're struggling
all
with similar.
They're all, yeah,
they
I don't understand.
With love life, yo.
Somebody, I don't know. Let's.
Thanks for participating.
That's probably Charlamagne right now.
Two questions.
Charlamagne. Last question.
Is he married? I don't think he's married.
Charlamagne got a kid and a wife. He got a kid and a... Maybe not a wife, but... No, he's married. He says my wife. He's married. Mm-hmm. He's married, yeah. And he got kids.
More power to you, girl.
Yeah. Okay, last question. For the DJs, how do you feel about groupies constantly trying to freeload?
It's part of the game, honestly. Nova, don't lie. There's always that five. Yeah. There's that group. It might hurt us talking about this.
Cisco could tell you more. So I'm kind of just getting to that stage of my career where I'm starting to see that.
Mm. Yeah, it's part of the game.
Cisco, you've been seeing the groupies. Tell us about it.
But the thing is, they're not groupie to us. They're groupie to the
party,
to the lifestyle.
To the lifestyle.
So,
yeah.
So it automatically, like when you go up, when you see the DJ booth and you see girls, I'm automatically gonna say, oh, that's Cisco's groupies.
Facts.
Mm. But it really isn't, and my girl hates that.
It's the life groupies.
Every pictures, I'm like, yo, I don't know those girls.
Right.
But I'm gonna tell you something though. At least the way I feel, I need them.
They're essential though.
The groupies are essential.
They're essential.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I don't even think they're groupies though.
We can't label them groupies
because I don't like that word. I be going up to Cisco sometimes. I'm like, yo, Cisco,
and somebody
what's good?
Might call you a groupie.
Someone might call me a groupie.
Label
yeah.
You. They're gonna label you now, right?
Facts. Or if Nova's DJing, I'll go say hi. Hey, what's up? And I'll go do my thing. But so let's say people that go up to you in general that other people might call them groupies. Why are they essential? Why do you say that?
Because
does it make you look hype? Like, does it make you look cool? Like, why are they essential?
I'm already hype. I don't need them.
Yeah, he's good.
Why is it essential?
It feels that certain people that go to the club are essential. That they are part of the nightlife, and people are like, oh wow, she's at that club. The club
right.
is popping.
Oh, they bring a vibe. Mm. Got it. Okay, one last question because I feel like a promoter probably sent this in. Who's your favorite promoter to work with? Mm. Make it snappy. Okay.
I'm not afraid to say it. I say LD.
Okay.
Because he doesn't pressure me to promote, doesn't tell me what to play.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, he does. He just says, yo, you're here, show up, this is my crowd.
Yo, I know what you're talking about, LD, right?
Yeah,
LD. E-U-R-Y?
Yeah.
When he was a promoter, Miwing. It's my brother
right
Miwe
too. Miwe's a legend.
I mean, he took care of me. I mean, like, even coming up.
We don't know who those people are, but shout out to y'all. And DJ Cisco and DJ Nova like y'all. Great.
everyone knows
people who listening. Is. People listening are going to know because your crowd is going to listen to this episode. But shout out to Miwe. Shout out to AOE.
I actually found out about your podcast from one of my followers.
No pretty way.
Cool. Yeah. Aww, she was actually listening to it. I was like, yo, what's that? Oh, I'm like, I know Ange. It's from UMass.
Wow.
That's pretty dope.
Look at that.
That's cute.
That makes me so happy.
I'm being serious. And that's when I shared your post on Facebook.
I should see the smile on Ange's face right now.
It makes me dead ass. Like, you know what? This is a great way to end the episode because, real talk, I appreciate y'all. We're on episode 20. And people just keep telling me to keep pushing this, keep doing it. And I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. Nova, why are you talking shit while I'm talking?
Nah, it's because Cisco's going to do one of his, like, famous DJ drops.
Oh,
that
okay.
He does at the
okay, my bad.
I wanted to do something, too.
Brianna, what's up?
What up?
I wanted to do another manifestation question because I'm a hippie.
Dale.
Awesome.
Hurry up because we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. Wow.
Yeah.
We started.
I think
we'll
like
pay
a minute
for another
over.
Hour, man.
Yeah. Facts.
So what's up? We're doing it right now. Take credit.
Rent's tomorrow, but let's do it.
I can't.
All right. So Friday is the full moon.
Friday's a full moon.
Full moons are about eras coming to completion, things that need to be closed, wrapped up, left behind, released from your life.
Okay.
So I want to know, what is it that you're going to leave behind with this full moon? What kind of, it's
Ooh.
Usually about like,
oh baby.
Like mine for me is going to be like procrastination. There's an era that I believed I'm a procrastinator. I do things to the last minute. That I like start a project and kind of don't fulfill it. I kind of drag the process out.
I know
that's
exactly
like
what I'm gonna answer.
That's the story I've written for myself up until this point. I'm gonna leave that story behind with this full moon.
Yes, I know what I'm gonna say. I know what I got.
So okay. Go first.
Yeah, you want me to go?
Go first.
Okay, my thing. So, not a lot of people know this, but like I used to get like panic attacks all the time, like anxiety attacks all the time. Like I have really bad anxiety. I have seasonal depression. Like, it's just something. I don't put it out there, but I just put it out there.
So I should go to Miami 5 times a year.
True. That's no dead ass. That's why I go to Miami very often.
It helps.
Yeah. I hate being in the cold, and that's why I'm moving to California. Oof. So, but anyway, one thing that I'm definitely that I am working on leaving behind is being in control of my emotions and not letting it get the best of me, because I get caught up and I get fixated on that shit. And if I'm sad, I'm gonna be sad for mad long. If I'm angry, I'm gonna be angry for a really long time. But now I learned to let that shit go. And the law of attraction is real as fuck.
It's real.
That's another thing. Y'all need to look that up. Facts. The law of attraction. When you start talking about all your problems all the time and you're talking about all that shit and you put so much energy into it, that we were just talking about this. When you put energy into your problems are going to remain in your life. So you need to stop putting the energy into your problems and start putting energy into more positive things. So that's what I'm working on, leaving all the you know, shit that I used to be fixated on behind.
Very nice.
Yeah. What about y'all? What's something y'all leaving behind?
Huh? You still digging?
I mean, I just want to leave behind that's a lot you want to leave behind. That's a good question. I never that's so much.
Bad employees.
It's all about your spirituality.
I want to stop leaving things for the last minute. That's so major with me, because I have so much things going on. It's just,
I co-signed. It took me like
you're a busy man.
Almost 2 months to get this
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
For me, dependency. I've gotten lazy and started thinking that things are gonna figure itself out, and I gotta get back to being hungry and go getting it. So with this cycle coming up, hungry.
You want to be on the grind.
I'm already on it, but I have to get
put the volume up.
Yeah, put the volume up. Turn me up on the headphones.
Okay. Well,
can I drop the mic on that one?
Yes.
Yay.
All right. All right, everybody. On that note, I hope that y'all leave any negativity behind with this full moon. If you heard it after the full moon, it's not too late to leave that shit behind. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you use the hashtag #AngeCode on Twitter, Instagram. Make sure y'all follow, subscribe, all that shit. Show love. Definitely use that hashtag, because I will appreciate it and I'll see that shit. And that's it. It's #AngeCode, episode 20, baby.
Hold on real quick. They still recording?
Yeah.
March 23rd. Come rock with me and Cisco at Elixir. March 23rd, Friday.
I'm fucking done. I thought he was going to
do something. We hosted together. You didn't even mention it.
Oh, wow. Me and Cisco, Hasakasa.
Right.
Yo, I'm hosting Hasakasa on March 24th. Lit. Cisco,
you're not thinking about your
Cisco's DJing.
See? I didn't want to be an asshole and plug.
I'm on the podcast like mentality. I was thinking about that, but yeah, we
Ange
out
Code
here.
Ange Code, the host. Can't
we out here,
that.
Master of ceremonies,
Price
baby.
Doubled.
That's Ange Code. Bam, bam,
Price
bam.
Price going up.
Make the DJ noise.
what you want? We have so many.
Say it. Do like a quick outro. Do it.
Y entonces.
We out.
All right, that's it.
Chan, chararan, chan.
This is Ange Code.